Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back.
Hello, this is Simona, and I have a special guest today. Her name is Jeanette Bach-Lowry. Is that correct, Jeanette?
Close enough. Boy, people mess my name up a lot. I should have kept my maiden name Stewart. That was easy.
Well, she is wonderful, and she I asked her to come on because we were talking about how this COVID is happening to all of us in the entire world. And I seem to think, and I heard this from a lady swimming the other week, that she's a scientist and she believes that the COVID momentum will last for 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
And I can't believe what she's told me. And I was just like, oh, year, I can do a year. But she said 2 to 3. And it just shocked me because I was just like, wow. Whoa, that is a long, 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 long time. And it's a long time for me to be at home with the refrigerator so close, with the pantry so close, with the gyms closed, with everything fighting against me and my will to stay healthy. But I know that Jeanette has some great steps that she recommends to help us during this time that we're stuck inside and on our own devices. So can you tell me a little bit about your background and then we can go forward on that?
Sure. So Simone and I met through a mutual activity we were doing online, and she just had a great spirit about her. I could tell that she liked to stay in shape. And I have, you know, I'm almost 60, I'm 59. So I'm older than most of these people that I teach or instruct fitness. So I basically for 30.
By the way, you look amazing. Oh my gosh.
Well, I've got a daughter who is 24 and a son 31. So that does age me. So I was a gymnast from grade school on through college. So I competed elite, trained for 7 hours a day during my junior high and one of my years in high school. Competed high school, won state, got a scholarship to Oregon, competed through University of Oregon, went to Michigan with my then husband and started teaching fitness classes. Why not, right? Nice. And did that for the next 25 years. So, you know, raising the kids, doing part-time this and that, and having a business from home, it was always in the health, wellness, nutrition arena. So I came down with a bad case of shingles a year ago, June 30th. And it was from falling and hitting my back in the same area I had back surgery. It absolutely spawned this stress in that spinal area. And I got shingles all the way down my sciatica. So from, you know, my groin down to my ankle. Besides being in the hospital for several days, I was on the couch for almost 7 months. Yes, 7 months. So if you haven't gotten your shingle shot and you had chicken pox as a kid, go get the two-part shingles. I never get shots, flu shot, nothing. I never do. But I will get this two-part shingle shot because
it's serious, huh?
You know, mine was very serious. I think it's because it hit my spinal cord, and it's where my cage is in my back. So they said it was stress induced. Wow. But we have, you know, we have chickenpox virus all over our nerve endings, our whole body. So if you're under a lot of stress, which this COVID thing is causing a lot of people, something to think about if you're over 45, 50. It is the worst pain I've ever been in my life. I had a C-section and I had natural birth. Worse than that.
Really? So, holy crap.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my PSA for the day. So what I did is end of January, when I was starting, I felt my leg again. I wasn't numb. I wasn't, you know, sharp pains from all the nerve endings, shingle, felt like just hot knives through my legs. I decided I would start working out again. And the best way to do that, you guys, is with a buddy. It's a buddy system. It's really important to be accountable to somebody, whether it's online, which probably will be, or a neighbor that you can, you know, work out with your 6 foot, you know, social distancing. I work out in my home now. I teach classes online on Facebook. I usually do lives. I do it at least twice a week. And that way, my friends and group of people that are also at home without a gym to go to can at least get some workouts in. And they're all saved so they can backtrack to any workout. And I do just a variety. So, you know, I'm not one of those 25-year-old jump up and down and, you know, move at 180 chipmunk minutes per beat. But, you know, I think you'll get a good workout. I know you will, actually. Most people younger than me say it kicked their behinds. So the workout, accountability partner, critical. You can go on YouTube and type in any kind of workout you want, whether it's high impact, you know, high intensity or low impact or Tabata. There's all kinds of exercises now. And look for some videos that you really enjoy working out with.
Right.
That can be part of the solution, because a lot of people go, I don't know what to do. There is a solution. Reach out on the web. Okay. The other thing is, the third thing is, take a picture of yourself, front, side, back, and take your measurements. Bust, belly button or waist. Widest part of your hips down by, you know, the groin area, and one of your legs, one of your arms. Take those measurements, mark it with a date, and work out 3 days a week minimum for the next month. And then remeasure. What people will say is first of all, exercise is 15% of the weight and body morphology equation. 85% is what you put in your mouth.
Yes.
People don't equate that. They think they can work out like crazy people and they'll drop all this weight and look great. Not unless you are eating properly. So that's the second part of this Zoom. Take your measurements after 4 weeks. You may or may not see a difference inch-wise, but I guarantee you will get those endorphins, those happy feeling, mood changing chemicals going, and you'll feel better for the next couple of hours after you do a 30 to 45 minute workout. And that's important.
Yes, absolutely.
With COVID.
Your mood and, you know, your happiness levels and your confidence. Yep.
And, you know, the glow in your skin, getting the toxins out with the sweat. Make sure you hydrate. I'm just such a water hydrate person all the time. You know, you should be drinking half your body weight in ounces of water per day.
Okay. Sounds good. I know it's hard for a lot of people in different regions, but in Arizona, we drink more than this.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
Well, you have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the exercise thing is, you know, we could always do a class, you know, just a 15-minute class or something to show some different activities, different exercises if you wanted to do that down the road. Otherwise, I do have some of those saved to my Zoom. And I do private we just call them 11-day group shreds, so that we get together as a group and nice. Teach people things, you know, teach them how to eat right and how to exercise right, and link them into resources on the World Wide Web so they can go and do their own homework. I'm a real advocate for doing your own homework. Right. So,
what I did was I came home from 4th of July, and supposedly the gyms were supposed to open, and then they had a ruling, and the governor's like, okay, we're closing everything.
Yep.
And I kind of freaked out because I'm so used to high interval impact training, like at a so-called gym where they lead you to all these activities. I flipped out because I'm such a foodie and I cannot stop eating. So I went to the extreme, and someone told me about the, have you heard of the 75 hard? And I'm trying that right now. It is a little extreme, but I'm not crazy. You know, I do biking in the morning, and then my second workout is I walk my dogs, and it's just walking. You know, I don't want to overexert myself, but it's two workouts, a gallon of water, 10 pages of reading. You follow a certain diet, whatever the diet that you want to do.
And diets don't work, though, Simone. You know, don't work. Diet means die.
A meal plan or whatever.
Yeah. So. A lifestyle meal change.
Yes.
Lifestyle grocery shopping change. Yes. You know that. I know you know that. Diet means die. Restriction. Bad. No. You can't have it. None of us like being told no.
Right.
Or if it, you know, like telling a 5-year-old, you can't have that cookie. What are they going to do? They're going to go grab that cookie no matter what it takes. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Same with adults.
I totally believe that. I totally understand that. But for me, it's like, I wanted to cut out all the sweets because I eat so much dessert in my life, you know, especially when I have a 12-year-old that says, Mom, can I have a brownie with ice cream? You know, warm up the brownie with a vanilla ice cream on top. And I would serve that to her all the time. And then, you know, sometimes I'd serve myself. So I had to cut that out. And
you know why? Do you know why you crave sugar?
Why?
It's not our fault. Back in the 50s, okay, they started doing taste test. This is kind of when the packaged foods became available in the marketplace.
Yeah.
When fortification became available in science. And so they started working with sugars and salts to find out, you know, what people's lure was. And salt and sugar have been hijacking our food industry for the last, you know, 75-100 years. And sugar has taken over our taste buds. It's changed our brain. They liken sugar to as addictive as cocaine.
Totally.
In your brain, it's the same chemicals. It's the same area. It's the same area of the brain. You can look at anything. People think, oh, I'll just put ketchup on this. Look at the sugar in ketchup. Are you kidding me? So it is our fault because we haven't gone back to eating from the earth, from the ground, mm-hmm. but that is not even where it used to be 100 years ago when my parents, we have to eat like 5-6 apples today to get the equivalent nutrition of one apple my grandparents used to eat.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So not only is our food being hijacked by these industries, but our grounds have been saturated with, you know, sprays and chemicals and toxins and fertilizers. So our grounds that we're growing our foods in, that isn't even healthy anymore.
Right.
Pesticides have taken over our industry. So mm-hmm. even organic foods, if they're labeled organic, people don't know this, but they have a certain amount of allowance for pesticides and fertilization in organic foods. And so, you know, where are we? It's like we're eating crap. We're eating fake food, basically. Mm-hmm. And fake food has led the food industry to say, oh, sugar's bad. Let's come up with artificial sugars.
And the gist is worse, right?
It's worse. It's worse than, so margarine is worse than eating butter in your body. Because think about this. Okay, our bodies were made as temples to take in and release, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we've clogged it up so much with all these toxins, breathing the air, eating our food, even putting lotions with petroleum, mineral oil. When babies are babies, you know, I haven't used talc or mineral oil in 35 years.
Wow.
Anything that allows the skin to be clogged up, I haven't used. So I've always used products that allow my skin to breathe.
Right.
And you hear about humectants now. You hear about hyaluronic acid now. I've been doing that for 30 years.
Wow.
And it's just now coming mainstream. So, you know, there is truth to the matter that toxins have been polluting us. And so how do we get rid of toxins? Mm-hmm. People always ask, how do I get rid of a toxin? You have to alkaline your body.
Mm.
Most people walk around in an acidic state. Why? The foods we eat.
Yes.
Sugars. Yes.
Right.
And if you are in an acidic state, your body holds fat. That's one big reason women especially and guys with the big bellies can't lose fat, because the toxins are just glued to those fat cells.
Yes.
And until you release that body of toxins, you are not going to be able to release your fat, especially that it's called bad fat or visceral fat that surrounds our organs.
Right.
Surrounding our gut, which is the dangerous fat, which is the disease-causing fat. So, you know, people are just like, well, forget it then. I'm just going to drink water the rest of my life. Well, water, you know, you got to drink good water too. There's some bad waters coming out of faucets. But with that said, that's what I work with people on, is getting them detoxed, showing them how to detox. There's complicated ways. There's easy ways. Eating the right food choices. Going back to the earth if possible. If you're going in a grocery store, you go to the edges of that grocery store. That's where you shop. The edges are the produce, the fresh. The inside of the store is all the boxed, chemicalized, fake food. So grocery stores. Shop on the edges of the grocery store, not in the center, because that's where the fake food is.
Right.
Boxed chemicals. Okay.
Yeah.
So putting good nutrition, detoxification of the body, and exercise. Those three are the pillars for better health. And our kids, you know, over 40% of our children are obese today.
Right. Right.
And you can just look at a classroom of grade schoolers or a school of grade schoolers, and you can see almost 50% of them are obese.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, parents, it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts with us as moms, as caregivers, as, you know, the main parent that is doing the shopping and the meal planning. Don't serve them mac and cheese out of a box, you know? It's just really sad, but we've got to make that change. And I know that some food industries are trying to make the change, but they're the ones that come and go.
Uh-huh.
The big ones are still feeding us crap.
Yeah.
And it's all about the money. So you've got to be smart.
Yeah. And I think it's hard nowadays with kids being so active, and maybe not now, but like going from here to here and like from practice to school to, you know, this class and that class, you tend to like go to the drive-thrus and just grab whatever on the way, you know, and that is a normal thing for everybody, but
it is a normal thing.
If we can do a little bit more preparation, that would really help. With all of it.
And, you know, some people, you know, I used to food prep. Oh my gosh. It took forever. It took like all day Sunday.
Yeah.
And I know people, friends that still do food prep. The grocery shopping at four different stores, because you got to get the organic here. You've got to go to the, you know, farmer's market here. But you can find a few good, healthy, nutritious companies that have the foods prepared.
Yeah.
You can have them shipped to your doorstep. You can have meals already prepared, healthy, clean meals that takes 10 minutes, 30 minutes to prepare in the kitchen. And you're getting your full, you know, four food groups. The pyramid is way outdated. So if you're following the food pyramid, that turn that thing upside down, by the way.
So I've been drinking celery juice in the mornings to help me and cleanse and detox my toxins out of my body. And nowadays I'm kind of like wanting it every morning. I'm like so used to it.
You know why? Your body is craving it, Simone. It's craving. It's craving the detoxification. People think, okay, so if I'm acidic, doing lemon water all day long is bad. Well, it's not, because lemon water actually helps to neutralize and make alkaline our bodies. But there's, you know, there's a lot of lemon that you have to go through. And to keep your body alkaline 24/7, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Because your body will revert back to toxicity because of, you know, one thing you put in your body.
Right, right.
So
it's a hard battle, but we still have to push through and trudge on, huh?
Absolutely. You know, you either spend the money now and invest in your health, or you're going to spend it later with medical bills and doctor's appointments. And I've always said this to people. My father's 79. He still travels all around. He's been retired for 20 years, but he travels everywhere. He's down in California right now at a big resort of people that own cabins. You know, they're all spaced far away, but he walks that lake and he's like the caregiver, and he works basically for free, just a cabin. He wants sunshine and he wants people and he wants to be active. So, you know, he's not spending money on health concerns like most of his friends have, or his weight like most of his friends have, or even not being here for his grandkids and kids. Right. He spent it early investing in it himself. Uh-huh. So, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So if you are a parent, you need to take a serious look in the mirror, because your kids are going to duplicate where you are. And, you know, that's a come to Jesus moment for most people. You know, they think, oh, it's just my body, just me, it's my concern. It's really not. It's a familial event. Yeah. So,
and I think that's the hard thing. Like, I'm starting to eat cleaner and having more, you know, raw food intake. Mm-hmm. For my husband's still not on that.
Okay.
So slowly, I think we'll start bringing him in. We just let him try some like overnight oats. And he liked it.
Wow. Oh, good. Woo. Yeah, one thing at a time, you know? It's like one thing at a time. Because you know why? Our taste buds have been so just hijacked by the sugar industry. I can say, you know, protein for me has always been my, praise the Lord for protein. Being a gymnast, I had to do protein. And so it wasn't bacon and sausage. It was always eggs or egg whites back in the day, you know, things that were clean, but they might have been high fat, but they were protein based.
Yeah.
And so protein is a really important thing. The sugars have hijacked our taste. So like protein shakes, that's something I live on.
Yeah.
You taste a protein shake and you might go, oh, I need to add sugar to this, because your taste buds are so used to sweet. But once your body gets alkalined, it tastes sweet.
Yes.
And then you'll taste something like, you'll take a sip of a soda and go, ugh.
Right?
Seriously.
I'm slowly starting to do that, because I took out all the sweets, and I really haven't had like too many fruits either, just because I just want to take all the sugar out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do eat carrots, and they're super sweet to me right now. I'm like, oh, they're really sweet.
They probably are. Yeah. See? So if your body is getting alkaline and you are starting to taste sweetness in fruits and vegetables, or vegetables especially,
yeah,
that's a good sign.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Also, here's something else. I know this sounds gross, but when you're peeing, when you go, you know, when you're urinating, make mm-hmm. sure that you've got to have clear urine.
Yeah.
If it's yellow, then you're either not drinking enough water, or the vitamins that you're consuming are just going down the toilet bowl.
Going right through, yeah.
Okay. Something good to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for all your tidbits of information to help us through COVID. It's going to be a long one, ladies. So get what you can and equip yourself with knowledge and the power of eating healthy, and just exercise. Get out there and exercise and just do things that your body needs. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Anything else, Jeanette?
I think that's been a great topic. It's obviously front and center for all of us. So,
yep. Yes. And we'll have a link to Jeanette's Facebook where you can see her free videos of exercise. She's
done a great
job. And we'll have that in the notes for the podcast. But thank you, Jeanette, for coming and
welcome.
Give us a pep talk about health, nutrition, and fitness.
Thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparked something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.